Testing is important. This is Dr. Herbert O'Byrley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with testing. Testing is important. I have a few gadgets that I like very much. My Olympus recorder, which is the size of, a matchbox. really quite lovely and does a beautiful job. And there are other creative devices like that, and Sony has them, and everybody has these interesting things out. And it has a little speaker on it, and so I can listen to it and get the general idea of what has been put onto it. But the other day, I was going through a box of earphones that I have. One earphone that goes to my iPod telephone, my iPhone, and other that go to my iPods and that go to the different recorders that I have. And so I took them all out and laid them end on end, a dozen of them, and I tried each one. And I bought a couple of Shures that dip into the ear, and they're supposed to be very excellent, very expensive, and they weren't as good as the others. And I have one that has a little thing that sort of slips inside of the ear just a little bit, and it is beautiful. The reproduction you get is just exquisite. But of all of the earbuds that I had listened to, surprisingly, my iPhone earbuds are the most beautiful. They come through clear and sharp. It's just like I'm talking to myself. I have even the Bose that you put over your ears to keep out the noise on airplanes and let you listen to whatever you want to if you want to. And they work beautiful too, but they're a big old chunk hanging on your ears, and they're not really so comfortable and practical from that point of view. They're very definitely silent. They're very definitely beautiful sound. The Bose systems of sound have, in my estimation, been the most outstanding sound systems that the world has ever seen, and perhaps they're even going to get better because they're working on more and more concepts from their scientific point of view. Well, now, the little wonderful iPhone earphones are really lovely, and they just sort of hang on the edge of my ear as though they belong there. They don't want to fall away like some of them do. And they don't want to stick inside of my ear. They just sort of belong in the perfect place. And when I turn on any type of sound, music or voice, it comes through crystal clear. And there's even a little button on the cord that you can press, and it'll shut it off or turn it on. It's amazing what scientific attitudes have come through. My iPhone has a speaker on it so that you can have a loudspeaker, and you can also have the earphone, and you can also have a plug-in. And I usually use, and you can also have the wireless, which I have on the Bluetooth with the earphone that hangs on my ear. And that too comes through quite lovely. Not as good as the iPhone iBuds themselves, which are quite amazing. Now, what makes one set of earphones better than the other? Truly, the manufacturers of each set of earphones thought they were doing an exquisite job in creating the earbuds, earphones, and headphones, and whatever that they have created, and they thought they're doing just a wonderful job. Well, they have to be checked. Each person has a different taste, but basically, the ones that I'm saying are, to me, coming through the most beautiful. I believe that the day is shortly at hand where we will have iPhones which will have the ability just to send to a little chip in our ear, not a great big transceiver, and it'll send the sound in its greatest. I have a Bose surround sound system, and we have that in the embassy in Dr. Giarmini's office. And in that surround sound, the speakers are maybe 3.5 by 4 inches in size, and in depth maybe about 2 inches or 2.5 inches. Very small. Now there are these speakers, and we put them on the far ends of the room. And when I'm in there, I turn the speakers up and up and up and up, and the sound becomes louder but crystal clear. No vibration, no chattering at all, no imperfection in the sound, but louder and louder and louder than you want to listen to. But they're perfect. Now, that technique of making those speakers so small, and they make them smaller yet, because they're out already, and I haven't gone to see them yet, but they are out already, and they're beautiful. Now, the inner workings of the speaker have a lot to do with it, but also the speaker's sensitivity on every area has the most to do with it. A large speaker has to resonate a large area, and therefore when it resonates that large area, it needs to have something that will take off that vibration without sounding tinny or without sounding too heavy. Well, the tiny, tiny, tiny speakers, the tiny, tiny speakers have to have everything scaled down from that larger speaker system, which speaks to an entire auditorium, and so it does not have the blariness. It still has the loudness, it still has the capacity to send its voice out across the airwaves. Now, who is thinking up these things? Well, Mr. Bose has been having his crew think up these things, and they've come up with some beautiful things. And Mr. General Electric, he has his people, and Sony, and everybody. Every nation of the world are working on hearing it better and hearing it more beautiful. It is the Grundig in Germany was always thought to be very high quality radio, high quality. And they don't compare one little bit to what Bose has done today. Maybe they are coming up with it. I'm sure they will. And perhaps they have, and I don't even know it. But what I do know about is when I hear something that makes me feel I am one with what I'm listening to, that is remarkable. That is remarkable. And I have that ability to test, to listen to a variety of speakers, a variety of earphones, a variety of things, and get the point of view of how they work. And as I do that, such magic takes place. Such wonder takes place. Such excitement takes place. Because I realize that the ability to hear is so fantastic. Now, science will come up with this, and they're working on it now. The ability to send sound to a person so that they hear it inside their head and hear it just gloriously. You've heard of people whose tooth sometimes brings in a radio station. Well, okay, it brings in a radio station. Well, how does that radio station be heard by these people? Is it heard as a pleasant sound, or is it heard as a raucous sound? Is it heard with a good ear contact? Is it heard with good acoustics, or is it heard with poor acoustics? How is it heard? It's heard with good acoustics, and it's heard perfectly and easily. Now, this happens in other areas of the body too. The teeth are what we have noticed mostly. And it is utterly fantastic. Now, if that can be done, if a tooth can tune in to radio stations, the tooth can certainly tune in to your iPod on your Bluetooth, on your wireless system. Oh yes, you could be your tooth could be your telephone and anything else. And we don't laugh at that. That's quite a possibility. You know, who knows what's next? Well, let's just test them all out. And let's not judge. And let's just say, hey, these are neat ideas. These are ideas that come out of the infinite cosmos. The divine in me is revealing these ideas, and I'm listening with my divine imagination. And ideas are flowing to me, ever more beautiful every day. Kind of fun, isn't it? Just testing earbuds, and wonderful things come to mind. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.